Rolling.
Get ready for the fastest 30 minutes in radio as we bring you full circle in what's happening in the exciting world of Michigan Tech Athletics. It's time for Huskies Drive Time, found exclusively on your voice of the Michigan Tech Huskies, Mix 93 WKMJ. Huskies Drive Time is ready to roll. Here's your host, Dirk Hembroff.
Well, as you may have noticed, no Dirk Hembroff this morning. Hockey hanging out in Alaska here on the 26th day of November, but that does not mean Wes Fromm cannot be in our studios. Good morning, Wes.
Morning, Josh. How are you?
Doing very well. Michigan Tech basketball tonight at Bemidji. Should be a lot of fun there. Both teams undefeated. Huskies looking real good to start the year.
Yeah, they are. A couple of home wins. They beat Duluth by 20. They beat Southwest Minnesota State by even more last Friday night. And their first challenge on the road this year as they head out to Bemidji State, another team from the Northern Sun Intercollegiate Conference, and it'll be a battle. They are undefeated and playing on their home floor, and the Huskies going to have to go in there and play another good game, but so far so good. Austin Armga, I think, is averaging 33.5 points a game so far.
Wow.
So if he can continue that, I think the Huskies will be all right, but still very early in the season, only two games in. Not really a great sample size yet to see, how that's going to go, but a good start for the men's team, and hopefully they'll keep that rolling. And looking forward to hearing Calvin on the radio broadcast tonight, his debut on play-by-play for the Michigan Tech Huskies. So looking forward to that.
Yeah, hopefully Coach Luke has passed on all his wisdom for all those types of things. He's been doing radio longer than both you and I have been with all of his radio interviews, and should be interesting to hear tonight.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. Of course, the women's basketball team dropped a tough one. They were down big, came back, and came oh so close to getting all the way back against Minnesota Duluth, but ended up falling 84-80 on Saturday. And unfortunately, they got to sit on that one for a couple weeks. They don't get the chance to get back at it until December 5th. So they're off for a while. The hockey team, like you said, out in Alaska still. They played at Anchorage, lost and tied this past weekend. They'll be playing at Fairbanks this weekend. I think they're practicing up in Eagle River, Alaska, just north of Anchorage for the week, and then heading up to Fairbanks. I think tomorrow night is when they head up to Fairbanks and have a little Thanksgiving dinner up in Fairbanks, Alaska. So looking forward to that. The Nordic skiing team's out in West Yellowstone to get their season started. And all the fall sports are done, but the winter sports are pretty much all in action now. Looking forward to hopefully good starts for basketball and skiing, and the hockey team needing some big points out in Alaska.
Absolutely. And did we have a chance to mention about the all-conference selections for football from last week? Were those announced by the time we had drive time last week?
They were not, I don't think. We got a couple. Frank Vruwink on the offensive line got all-conference. Nelson Winkie as well on the defensive line. And then receiver Brandon Cowie, all three got Ogliak second team. And a little surprising, Huskies went 6-4 and finished fourth in the North Division. I think they were maybe tied for sixth overall in the Gliac and still did not get an Ogliak first team selection. But kind of proves that it was a pretty much team effort all year long, no real one star. And, obviously Tyler Scarlett was a big reason for our success, but a lot of good quarterbacks
definitely
around the country. So justifiable that he didn't get it. The guys ahead of him had really, really good numbers, and although I don't think we'd trade Tyler for any one of those guys, but a good year by them. And we just saw soccer team had a couple of all-region picks. I think Caitlin Belter and Lindsay Van Roy both named the all-region soccer team, so congratulations to them as well.
Absolutely, and Lindsay was getting some of the good stuff going on in the playoffs for Michigan Tech. Did she score almost all the goals for the Huskies in the playoffs? Definitely got things going pretty good for them there. But congratulations going out to them as well. And we're going to get things going with Huskies Drive Time. We're going to talk to Coach Luke in just a few moments. He's out on the road with the men's basketball team, and we'll hear his commentary and his thoughts on Calvin getting his radio debut tonight as Huskies Drive Time continues right here on Mix 93.